Oh, this is the good bit. This is my favorite bit. Well, not my favorite bit. That would be the blood. Oh, look. You know. Oh, this is so good. The moment of realization. This is where we find out what kind of person you really are. And it is fun. Look at you. You're very pretty. Now, you might think that I call everyone pretty, but I don't. I'm particular. I'm picky. Oh, you are special. You're my type. And my type is rare. My type is hard to define. So when I call you pretty, it means you're special. It's a compliment. You should know that I'm starving. I'm famished. I'm absolutely ravenous. You see, it's one of the problems of being so, so picky. Other vampires. And yes, I said vampires. This never gets old. Because you knew. Of course you knew. You saw the fangs, you saw the paleness, you felt afraid. But my actually saying the word, oh, it sends a shiver down your back. Where was I? Ah, yes. Other vampires. I said vampires. I like the way your pulse hitches when I say that word. It's quite heady indeed. So, other vampires, well, they don't care. They're not as discerning as I am. They'll walk out into the night and grab the first hot-blooded body that walks by. They'll sink their teeth in and just feast. And then they'll let the body fall and walk away. That doesn't appeal. Not to me. I've never been one for fast food. You never know what you might sink your teeth into. And nowadays you have to be careful. You humans, you've made it so complicated. So I take my time. And I wait. And I watch. I build up an appetite. I find someone who catches my eye. And then I wait. I watch. I stalk my prey. Oh, I've been watching you for weeks. I've been your shadow. And you knew I was there. On some level, you knew I was there. I could smell it in the air. You are deceptively boring. It's not an insult, it's just an observation. You live a very average life. So many people don't see it. So many people just ignore it. Ignore what's special about you. Humans. So foolish, so ignorant, so very consistent. Civilization, what a curse. But then there's you. Deceptively boring, deceptively normal, deceptively ordinary. Oh, pretty. The phrase, common or garden, oh, that could refer to you. Only it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. Now, most of you has no idea what I'm talking about. But there is a A little part that does. It's in your instincts. It's in your blood. The blood that is rushing through your veins and smells delicious. Oh, I have outdone myself this time. I really, really have. You are delicious. So, you're not ordinary, you're not common or garden, so what are you? You, my dear, my pretty, my sweetness, my darling, oh, you like that one, you like darling, so do I. I like you, darling. So what's special about you? It's hard to define. By mortal standards, in a way. So. Let me... I know how to do it. When a mortal is turned into a human, they become a hunter. They develop instincts. And they hunt. But not every mortal is like that. Oh no. Some like you, darling. Now, isn't that interesting? When I call you darling, your pulse reacts the same way when I say the word vampire. Some mortals have an edge to them. It might be a blunt edge. Dulled by civilization, by just living a deceptively boring life. But an edge all the same. Something unpalatable. Something slightly off. Something that other mortals sense and draw back from. Something that sets you apart. A little darkness in your heart. A little shadow in your soul. A little sharpness in your eyes. A light that reflects. And that is my type. I like bite. I like flavor. I like the taste of what's in you. But it might be wondering why I'm talking so much. It might be wondering why I haven't just sunk my fangs into your neck, darling. Just, oh. Aren't you wondering? I know you are. Well, you see, darling, my being picky, my being particular, it doesn't stop at owning my food. Oh no. There's something else I'm particular about. So particular that I haven't found anyone yet. I always play with my food a little. Talk. And tease. You see, I'm figuring out whether I'm going to eat them or whether I'm going to do something else. Now your mind is positively racing. I know what your mortals are like when it comes to vampires. Darling, would you like me to bite you? Would you like me to feast on you? Drain your blood, let your body fall, and then just walk away into the night? Or would you like a different ending to the story? An ending that goes on forever. You know what I'm talking about. Part of you does. The part that will be set free. The part that will revel in feeding and hunting and stalking the night. The part of you that you have boxed up, hidden away. The part that I know so well. I think we could have a lot of fun. I think you could be magnificent. And oh, darling, I'm excited. I'm giddy with anticipation. Giddy with hope. So many times I have hoped, and I've always been disappointed, but you. Oh no, darling, you would never disappoint me, would you? Of course you wouldn't. Darling, come here. Come here. Oh, you smell so sweet. Let me kiss you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, it's okay. You taste as good as you smell. Oh, look at you. You're hurt.
Do you feel betrayed?
Well, if you think back, I never said I wasn't going to bite you. In fact, I never said that I wasn't going to feast on you. Oh, go and how good you taste. I am so, so tempted. But I won't. Well, not yet. But you have lost a lot of blood. A lot of blood. Are you feeling a little blurry around the edges? Well, that's what happens when you get bitten by a vampire. You see, we do it to slow you down. To make you easier to catch. Of course. I might not catch you. I mean, if you're ordinary. If you're common or garden, I will. I'll catch you and I'll drain you and it will hurt. It will be agony. But if I don't, if you are deceptively ordinary, deceptively common or garden, that dark little shadow, it'll save you. It'll come out of hiding. You'll embrace it and oh, I won't catch you. And you'll see another sunrise. You'll feel the sun on your skin. If you're not ordinary, that is. If you're not common or garden. You'll feel the sun on your skin and you will be sharper. That edge not so dull any longer. Honed, ready to cut. And if that happens, oh, tomorrow night. Oh, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we'll kiss. Tomorrow night will be all that I've ever wanted. And all that you never knew that you needed. But that is a lot of maybes. That is perhaps one too many maybes. Because as I'm just talking, you're losing so much blood. So, are you ordinary? Or are you something else? Let's find out. I'll be watching. I'll be waiting. Well, that's if I don't catch you, of course. If I catch you, I'll be feasting. Because I am really hungry, and there you go. I really, really hope that you're the one. Because your blood. Your blood. I can't sense you anymore. I can't hear you anymore. But I can still smell you a little bit. But only because I've tasted your blood. The darkness. You're embracing it. You're becoming. Kina.
Oh, you could be the one.
But why am I standing here talking to myself? I have a darling to hunt.
A possibility to
chase down.
And either way, I'll be happy. After all, I am so
very
hungry.
Here I come, darling, ready or not.
But I have a feeling that you're ready. Oh, you.
Definitely.